question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, Mary and I are back with you on this 20th day of June in 2020. And since Terry Dale is already holding on the show hotline, we're going to share a quick word from our friends at Travel Guard Travel Insurance. And then we're going to get right into today's installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series.
Right. So there's a new survey from NerdWallet. They polled more than 2,000 Americans. And when it comes to new travel bookings, 45% of those questions say they'll now be buying travel insurance for all their future trips. We've been saying this for years now, that you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. And rather than putting your investment or your well being at risk, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable and it gives protection in a lot of different ways.
You know, I'd like to think that we help influence those polls a bit, Mary, since we do talk about the need for travel insurance regularly on this program. Folks, there are different types of coverages to protect your specific needs. Whatever level or type that you choose for your travels, get protection from TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
In recent weeks, you've heard us talking with many top travel industry leaders as we get real-time reports on operations and expectations involved travel and the coronavirus and even the unrest that's occurring out there as well. So for today's exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview, we're going to be joined right now by Terry Dale, the CEO of the U.S. Tour Operators Association.
Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, Terry. Mary and I appreciate you joining us today and the million or so listeners tuned in across the nation.
It's great to be with you.
Well, great to have you with us for sure. So, you know, we've been checking in both on air and off air with many of the top travel leaders since the forced coronavirus shutdown occurred back in March. Clearly, we're in challenging times. And most people, though, I think, are hopeful and optimistic for a positive recovery. We certainly could talk about airlines, hotels and resorts, cruise lines, car rentals, travel agents, CVBs, and many other sectors of the travel world that have been hit hard by the pandemic. But tour operators are right up there at the top for sure, and clearly dependent on some of these other industries that I just mentioned. So from your perspective at USTOA, where do you stand right now on this Father's Day weekend at about 10:20 a.m. on Saturday morning?
Well, first and foremost, happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
Which is great. You know what? You hit on a word that I use all the time, and that is hopeful. We remain very hopeful for the tour operator segment of the travel industry, as I don't have to explain to you. We are reliant upon every single segment of the travel industry because this is a travel package. So we rely on the airlines as our partners, the hotel industry as our partner, the ground operators, the attractions,
absolutely,
the museums, the restaurants. So all of these we need to somehow fit into a safe, secure experience for our customers. So it's a real challenge. We're up for the challenge. I think over the decades we've demonstrated that we can be resilient and agile. And we're working on that today. But I think that first and foremost, we really have to be in alignment with all the different governments from around the world, to be quite truthful, because we may have customers who want to go over to Europe the end of July or August. But if that government isn't receiving U.S. travelers, then the door has been closed.
Right.
So a lot of what we do is trying to open lines of communication to see where the different countries are as far as accepting U.S. travelers, and then making sure that the different components of our travel package are doing everything that they can to keep our customers safe. So it's all about instilling confidence, but as you know, it's a complicated process.
Terry, so on that note, I would love for you to expand for our listeners a little bit about the ground operations piece. We're hearing a lot about what the airlines are doing, the cruise companies, but specifically, people are going to depend on the tour bus business, which of course has come to a halt right now. Motor coaches and tour buses are a huge part in the tour business, and it's sort of part of the experience, the expectation on certain tours, and there are touch points involved, just like there are with flying again, in terms of the close seating and all of this. So even if tour buses reduce their capacity by half, they begin to cling the seats and the handrails more than they were clinging before, there must be some concerns about this, and I'd love to know how you see this sector managing all of this.
Well, and that's a very good question, Mary. I think first and foremost, when you think about the concept of group travel, and I will say even starting pre-pandemic, one of the leading trends identified by our members last fall was small group travel. Mm-hmm. And I think we're only going to see that amplified once we come through this cycle of the COVID-19 pandemic. But when you think about us, even if it's a small or larger group, you're somewhat contained with people who are hopefully practicing the measures that we as an industry advocate, where you wear masks, you frequently wash your hands, and you take all the necessary steps. That is probably a safer environment than if you are a solo traveler out with the masses going into different hotels mm-hmm. and restaurants on your own without any kind of clearance or checking to make
Well, at least
sure
there are a set of protocols that are being followed that hopefully can have some confidence
exactly.
in. Yeah. Yeah.
So with, you know, small group travel or tours, that vetting process is happening right now. So our members are only going to take you to establishments and partners who they have confidence are meeting, you know, the guidelines and protocols that we have set as an industry.
So well, let me ask you about something on that, okay? Because, you know, for a few months now, I've been, you know, certainly expressing some concern related to the smaller tour operators, mid and long term. And what I mean by that is they oftentimes, they're going to lack the same financial reserves, the market base, or the infrastructure as the bigger companies out there, whether it's, you know, Tauk or Collette or Trafalgar or mm-hmm. Intrepid, whomever. We can think of all of these, you know, Globus, another one. And those companies out there right now, they're offering no risk deposits. They're offering changes up to 30 days prior to departure. And they do have greater depth in their organizations to allow them maybe to go smaller, but still survive. So I'd love to know right now for folks listening across the country, what are some things that you would personally recommend that somebody who wants to go on a tour, that they ask from their operator they're working with or frankly require from them before they book?
Well, first and foremost, we just released yesterday a set of guidance for our members. It's not mandatory, so I want to make sure that that's clear.
Okay.
But what we think are minimums that all USTOA members should follow or at least look and analyze at. And I will say that this was done in tandem with the European Tour Operator Association and the Canadian Association of Tour Operators.
That's good you're all together on that.
Wow,
that's good.
Great.
That's going to be helpful.
Yeah. Which was a big step. But we recognize that we all have some overlap in members, and why should these three major tour operator associations individually create their own protocols, that we should do this collectively? So we shared those yesterday with our respective members. So I would say, to a consumer out there, book with confidence with one of those members, whether it's ETOA or CATO or USTOA, because we are taking as a segment the necessary steps to educate and to protect. And, you know, one of the things that I'll say, if there is a silver lining to this pandemic, and it's hard to think of a silver lining, but with a tour operator at USTOA, you can go on an experience or a package with confidence that you're going to travel with complete professionals who are going to look out for your well-being, and whether Mother Nature should flex her muscle or there is a pandemic or there's a government uprising, the security net that we cast and take care of the customers pays back tenfold. So I really think it's really about being careful with who you choose to travel with, and don't be afraid to ask questions. And
well,
you know, hopefully
good advice for sure. And Terry, listen, we have so many things that we want to get into with you. Unfortunately, we've got about 20 seconds left, so we're going to have to leave it right there, which just means we're going to have you back, and we'll get into everything else, and we'll pick this up. But Folks, I do want to recommend you go to the website. It's ustoa.org. That's for the U.S. Tour Operators Association, ustoa.org. And also check out, they offer the $1 million Travelers Assistance Program. Look into that. Really important thing. Terry, thanks for your time. Happy Father's Day. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Robert.
Have a great weekend. Take care.
All right, there goes Terry Dale, folks. That was a good interview with him. We still have four or five things
really
we wanted to get
to
with him.
He will be back.
So we will have to do that in a future date. Right now, though, we're going to pause for a quick break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. You can do it all at RM World Travel. You can also link over from our website, rmworldtravel.com. 8 more segments to go today in the show. We're going to get to it all and more after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.